It's hour number four of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. Hour number four is the hour when we're down in the alley. And this week, I thought it would be fun, interesting listening to feature one of the lesser knowns, one of the more highly regarded lesser known Chicago bluesmen. And I'm talking about guitarist L.C. McKinley. I seem to recall somewhere, though I can't recall who said it, that he was actually sort of a disagreeable fellow to get along with and was sort of rowdy. I don't recall where I heard that. I read that many years ago. But I always have liked his recordings. I think I also heard somebody say that he was Chicago's answer to T-Bone Walker. I'm not quite sure if I agree with that, but you listen to these records, you'll see what you think. In all of the records that still exist, there were some unissued takes from his session, but I think there are 17 records in all, so if I quit talking right now and we start playing them, we should be all right. Let's go to, is either May or June of 1953, done for the Parrot label. There were three titles. The band here is L.C. McKinley, guitar and vocal, Curtis Jones, piano, Alfred Elkins, bass, Judge Riley on the drums. And we'll start off with this one, Pain in My Heart.
I don't feel good no more. I got pains in my heart, and I don't feel good no more. My baby went away and left me. I ain't got nowhere to go. Pains in my heart. Black cat walking all around my door. Pains in my whole heart. Black cat walking all around my door. I'm gonna leave him walking. Well, I can't stay here no more. Treat me wrong. this morning. You have packed up and gone. Wake up every night, stay home every day. Try my best to please you, and you still want to have your way. Rosalie, you know you treat me wrong. I came home early this morning. You have packed up and gone. And I don't know what to do. Rosalie, you know you treat me wrong. I came home early this morning. You have packed up and gone. she had made me blue. But just remember, darling, it's all coming home to you.
And there's our first set in our complete L.C. McKinley during this hour. We listen to three sides recorded for the Parrot label, either May or June of 1953. We had Pain in My Heart, Rosalie Blues, and All Alone Blues. And Lorenzo Tucker on tenor, Curtis Jones piano, Alfred Elkins bass, Judge Riley on the drums. Up next, a session for the States label, based here in Chicago, January of 1954. There were four sides in all, in addition to L.C. McKinley on guitar and vocal, Ernest Cotton on tenor, Eddie Boyd on piano, Ransom Nolan on bass, and Odie Payne is here on the drums. Four sides: Disgusted, Tortured Blues, Companion Blues, and Weeping Willow Blues. L.C. McKinley.
People, I'm so disgusted, I don't know night from day. Too nervous to wake, I'm too doggone tired to play. People, I'm so disgusted, I don't know night from day. I'm too nervous to work, too doggone tired to play. I walk in my sleep, talk all out of my head. Sometimes I don't know what in the world I say. I walk in my sleep, talk all out of my head. Sometimes I don't know what in the world I say. Well, the blues ain't nothing but it's all from the brain. Well, the blues ain't nothing but it's all from the brain. With a miserable feeling, our soul drives me insane. It's one of those things I even hate the name. Yes, it's one of those things I even hate the name. Got me carrying a tight, I'd never do it again. Come back, baby, bring back my love to me. Be my companion, drive away this misery. Come back, baby, bring back my love to me. Be my companion, drive away this misery. You told me that you love me from the bottom of your heart. But how can this be true? We're so far apart. Come back, baby. Bring back my love to me. Be my companion. Drive away this misery. the dawn. The blues rock my bed like a ship out in the storm. Come back, baby, bring back my love to me. Be my companion, drive away this misery.
There's set number two of sides by our featured artist this hour, L.C. McKinley. These were all done for the States label January 1954. Again, it was L.C. McKinley guitar, Ernest Cotton on tenor, Eddie Boyd on piano, Ransom Nolan bass, Odie Payne drums. We started with Disgusted, then the Tortured Blues. We also had Companion Blues, and wrapped it up with one of my favorites, the Weeping Willow Blues, Grows in a Swampy Land. If you're just now joining us, it's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. And this hour, we're featuring all the recordings I can get my hands on by L.C. McKinley. As I mentioned earlier, he's one of the lesser knowns, but one of the more highly regarded lesser knowns. I was thinking about that comparison to T-Bone Walker. He also reminds me, because a lot of the chord work that he uses, he reminds me of Robert Jr. Lockwood as well. We're going to do this next set, our sides that were recorded for the VJ label in January of 1955. And this first one I have not been able to find reissued anywhere. I did find a copy of it posted on YouTube, and my buddy Scott Dirks was the one who posted this. The session goes back to January 1955. We're going to listen to, well, the one we won't listen to is one that was unissued. It's called Good Lover. Haven't heard that anywhere, but we're going to listen to Strange Girl, then Blue Evening Blues, and then She's 5 Foot Three. Again, it's L.C. McKinley, guitar and vocal.
A certain time, I always meet the girl I love. A certain place, a certain time, I always meet the girl I love. I don't know her name, but she's played for my Hall of Fame. I look at her walk as she passed by. I can't take my eyes away. I look at her walk as she passed by. In this corner, she have got to be mine someday. The blue, in the blue, since my baby left town. Not one pleasant minute, and it never can be found. If you see and wondering why, where's mine? The blues have got me prisoner.
I'm afraid to have made blind my eyes. A million faces, but none I can call my own. But love used to thrill me. Well, it's in my very soul. Now the blue in the blue. Follow me every place I go. I got a brown skin, baby. She's sweet as she can be. She weighs 115 and she stands 5'3". I got a brown skin, baby. She's sweet as she can be. She weighs 115 and she stands 5'3". She got manners like a queen. She knows how to act. I know you're wondering why I got to leave a girl like that. I got a brown skin, baby. She's sweet as she can be. She weighs 115 and she stands 5'3". Goes out, she loses all of her courage. She starts rolling and tumbling about. She's wild as a desert virgin. I got a brown skin, baby. She's sweet as she can be. She weighs 115. She stands 5'3".
Oh, there's a great line there. She loses her culture, acts like a desert vulture. It's L.C. McKinley. We're listening to a session, the first session that he did for VJ, January 1955. And the sides that we heard them, Strange Girl, then Blue Evening Blues, and then 5'3". She's 5'3". And on the session with L.C. McKinley, Johnny Board and Red Holloway, twin saxes there, Bob Call piano, James Lee on bass, and Vernell Fournier from the world of jazz here playing some blues drums. Again, you're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. We're listening to L.C. McKinley this hour. Let's do the second session that he did for VJ, also in the year 1955. The first session was January. Second session takes place in August of 1955. And let's see, we've got Ernest Cotton and John, I can't read my own writing, though there were two saxes, Bob Call piano, Lafayette Thomas on bass, and Odie Payne on the drums. Listen to three sides. Well, first there's one side that was never issued called My Eyes Jumped Out. We won't hear that one. We'll hear I'm Satisfied, Down With It, and a tune called Lonely. L.C. McKinley on VJ.
I'm so satisfied. I'm so satisfied. I'm so satisfied with you. Satisfied when you hold me. Satisfied when you call my name. And on you I lay my claim, because I'm so satisfied. I'm so satisfied. I'm so satisfied with you. I'm so satisfied with you. Oh, she's down with the, down with the loving game. And I don't know why she's not in the Hall of Fame. Special, it's just a lovely way. Oh, she's down with the, down with the loving game. And I don't know why she's not in the Hall of Fame. Girl, I love is not around. Well, I'm lonely. The girl I love is not around. I want to hear a voice. I remember how sweet it sounds. We used to walk together. She'd say how much she cared. But now I walk alone, and I wish that she was there. Oh, I'm lonely. The girl I love is not around. I want to hear a voice. I remember how sweet it sounds. From home she got a letter. I felt the hands of doom. I made her give a promise that she would be back soon. But now that seems like ages. Will be 1 month next week. I've got to go and find her. I can't wait until we meet. Oh, I'm lonely. The girl I love is not around. I want to hear a voice. I remember how sweet it sounds. I'm gonna write her a letter and wait for her reply. And as soon as I get an answer, I'm gonna catch a plane and fly. Oh, I'm lonely. The girl I love is not around. I want to hear a voice. I remember how sweet it sounds.
All right, L.C. McKinley, a second session for the VJ label. That name I couldn't read. I looked it up again. It's Ernest Cotton and John Gardner on reeds. All right, they were on the saxes. Bob Call, piano, Lafayette, Thomas bass, Odie Payne on the drums. We heard I'm Satisfied, Down With It, and the third title was Lonely. And again, there was another side from this session, My Eyes Jumped Out. Was the name of it that was never issued. That would have been fun to hear. Listening to Sides by L.C. McKinley as we wind down this hour here. L.C. McKinley, I remember reading that he died in the year 1970, so he was still around in 1959 when he recorded for Cadillac Baby's B&Baby label there were two sides. We're going to listen to Nitwit. And then the one that actually made a couple of waves was a thing called The Sharpest Man in Town. I remember Cadillac Baby used to introduce L.C. McKinley, the sharpest man in town, in his best announcer voice. Let's see, among the people here, Leon Hooper's on drums. Also, Jimmy Lee Robinson on guitar. We've got Red Holloway and McKinley Easton on the reeds. 1959, Nitwit and Sharpest Man in Town.
A cat who said his name was Paul. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. Call me this bit of nut, but it's all the same. Paul took my arm and began to smile. He pointed to the doorway, we headed inside. When we got inside, to my surprise, there were the finest chicks who ever caught my eye. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. All minute with a nut, but it's all the same. When they tumbled me loose, I was stripped plumb clean. The beating they gave me left the thing about. The way I ran, you could shout about. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. From now on, I deny my name. Call me nit with a nut, but it's all the same.
And those are the two tracks that L.C. McKinley recorded for Cadillac Baby in his B&B Baby label. In 1959, Nitwit and the Sharpest Man in Town. Again, Jimmy Lee Robinson on guitar, Leon Hooper on drums, Red Holloway, McKinley Easton on the saxes. All right, we've got one more set of sides here, and I don't know where these come from, what the date is. These show up on an English-issued LP. Let me grab it here. It's just a white cover. It says Chicago Anthology on the Sunnyland label. And Mike Rowe did the liner notes, and as he says, L.C. McKinley was not interviewed, never interviewed before he died, and so his life is a complete blank, and all they do is send us these two sides. First, Mind Your Business, and then So Strange. They're on tracks next to each other, so we'll just let the tone arm travel through.
Thank you. happy. I can be lonely, no matter what the case may be. I can be happy. I can be lonely, no matter what the case may be. But my life would be happy if you wasn't so strange to me.
All right, there are a couple of unissued takes from L.C. McKinley. If I had to guess, I would say they were probably from the VJ label. Mind Your Business and So Strange, which was vaguely familiar or similar to the VJ recording Strange Girl. Well, I hope you've enjoyed it. That actually is the entire L.C. McKinley as listed in the discography, and I've never seen any more titles than are listed here. Somebody somewhere needs to put out a single CD with all these sides together. Maybe the folks at Jasmine will have their ears in the wind and decide to do it. Hey, to take us on out, we're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with hour number 5, including the Soul Breakfast, to take us up to station ID. Let's call on Eddie Boyd. As long as we've got that B and Baby label out, let's grab this one by Eddie, and we'll see you in hour number 5.
Some people sit and giggle when they hear the guitar ring. If the band is playing the blues, they try to hide their face in shame. But I don't care what some people say. Just play the blues with the feeling. I know the blues are here to stay. Now there's a new sound born in music every day. If you like the mambo, just go ahead and have your way. I don't care what some people say. Just play the blues with the feeling. I know the blues is here to stay. Just a rhythm too. You can play it morning and evening and then again at noon. I don't care what some people say.